Anna, would you ask about the motion? Kevin, we're just about ready to start.
Okay.
Right. We have had a change to the motion, and I'll be explaining that as we go through the meeting. We're adding that we're going to change the caption, so it's a procedural issue. So that we're able to change the caption, Kevin, so that it reads only Minn Kota Power Cooperative because Otter Tail is withdrawing. And also they filed a different name for the case. Basically, now they're calling it, Minn Kota is calling it Pillsbury to Fargo Generation Outlet Project. And so our original one read Laverne to Maple River, all right? So we're making that we can change the caption to the case as part of the motion. So Jerry's working on that, and he's just about ready. Thank you. We realize that it's an inconvenience for you, but with Tony gone, we need you on the phone.
No problem.
Okay. For anyone listening into the commission, we're going to be starting our meeting momentarily. We had an abrupt change in the weather, didn't we?
Heralded by one huge boom.
I heard several.
Yeah, there were several, but there was one big one.
Right over your house.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I heard that one, too. That was the worst.
Pardon?
I heard that one, too. That super
kind of rattled some dishes in the house.
Kevin, Jerry's now arrived with the motion and a sheet to explain. Okay. I think we're ready to start now.
I need one. And he needs one.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald. It's April 21st, 2008. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting today for a special meeting. We have one motion on the before us. Participating in the meeting with me today by telephone is Commissioner Kevin Kramer, and Commissioner Tony Clark is not able to be with us at the meeting today. The case before us today is case number PU0848. At the present time, it's titled Otter Tail Corporation, Minn Kota Power Cooperative, Pillsbury Fargo 230 KV Transmission Line Siting Application. The motion. I move the commission acknowledge the withdrawal of Otter Tail Corporation as an applicant and issue a notice of filing or notice of hearing in case number PU0848, Minn Kota Power Cooperative Inc.'s proposed 230 KV transmission line in Barnes, Steele, Cass, counties of North Dakota. I further move the commission recaption the case name to recognize Otter Tail's withdrawal while changing the case description to Pillsbury to Fargo 230 KV transmission line.
Second.
I'd like to give a short update on what's been happening in this case regarding filings. On March the 18th, there was a joint filing of Otter Tail and Minn Kota, and that was a transmission line proposed between Laverne and Maple River substation. Now then, on March the Then on April the 9th, the commission received a petition to intervene from RES Americas Development, Inc., and Peak Wind Development, LLC. This is a group which is owned by 80 Barnes County landowners who have raised questions about if Otter Tail Power, if they were involved in this project, if they needed to have a PCNN from the commission for the transmission project. They also had questions about interconnection issues and the 10-year plans that have been filed. Then on April the 17th, the commission received the amendment to the original application. The original application included two applicants, Minn Kota Power Cooperative and Otter Tail Power Company. Minn Kota requests and Otter Tail Power Company concurs, says their application letter, that Otter Tail Power Company be withdrawn as an applicant in this proceeding. Otter Tail is no longer an owner of the project, but will likely contract with Minn Kota Power Cooperative to provide some services. On page 4 of the application that the commission received on April 17th, it says, it talks about the amendment request. Subsequent to that submittal, Otter Tail Power is no longer a planned owner in the project, and an alternative route is proposed in the vicinity of Aminia, North Dakota, which is north of Castleton. Due to subsequent changes to the original application, the transmission line will now total approximately 61.6 miles. Previously, it was 56.5 miles of 230,000 kV transmission line, 230,000 volt or a 230 kV transmission line on circuit, single circuit 230 kV steel David arm steel monopile or wooden or steel H-frame structures between a new project substation located in Section 7 of Ellsbury Township, Barnes County, North Dakota, and the existing Maple River substation near Fargo, Cass County, North Dakota. And it says Minn Kota has identified a revised corridor that is still largely adjacent to existing utility and transportation corridors, which thereby helps to minimize environmental impacts. The hearing that the commission is scheduling will be held on these matters to begin May 22, 2008 at 10 a.m. In the City Hall Auditorium in Castleton, North Dakota. That's very important for people to know that that's the date of the hearing on this particular matter. And if people have concerns about the proposed route, they should get in touch with the commission beforehand with their concerns and questions. That's always helpful if they let us know what their concerns and questions are before the hearing. If any person chooses to intervene in this request, they need to notify the commission promptly about that request. Commissioner Kramer, do you have any comments you'd like to make?
No, it sounds like you've done a good job of summarizing.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much, Kevin. Dave Thompson is here. Do you have any questions, Dave?
Yeah, just to clarify, this is from the two new wind farms, correct?
That's correct. This is the two new wind farms that the commission has, one, received a letter of intent on, and the other, we've received an application. We've received an application from the one from Lake Ashtabula Wind Farm. That's the one that's owned by Florida Power and Light. And we have received a letter of intent from Empower, which is in the same location. And we have also received the petition to intervene is from also a wind farm that is proposed in that same area. That's this RES Americas Development, Inc. and Peak Wind Development, LLC. That's the people who are.
So is that a third wind farm?
That's a third wind farm in that same area. Their concerns are that they would be able to interconnect with this project as well.
Then the sole owner would be Minn Kota, then, correct?
That's correct. Of the power line. That's what the commission is recognizing today.
When you said there are existing corridors, there are existing lines in the area, is that the deal? Or?
Excuse me.
There was.
It's all right.
Existing corridor. And there are existing lines in that corridor, basically, right? Or
I don't know that. Oh. Jerry.
The applicants are proposing a corridor for this project, but that within that corridor there are also other facilities, such as a railroad line, a main railroad line, and a pipeline as well.
But this is not just an taking an existing power line and make creating a larger capacity facility on it. It's actually going to be creating a new transmission line through that area with new tower structures, et cetera.
When's the last time the commission's done something like this, added a new power line?
We did this when we sited a power line up through the north central part of the state for Otter Tail and Xcel Energy. Oh, it was about 6-7 years ago, and that was over 60 miles in length.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's been a few years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we've had some shorter ones associated with wind farms, but nothing of this length.
Mm-hmm. Anything else at this time? If you think of more questions, feel free to call me.
I have another quick question on another subject, and it's somewhat related. Xcel's got a plan that they filed with the commission on Friday about energy efficiency programs. Have you looked at that at all?
No, I have not had a chance to look at that yet. But I'll be happy to visit with you about it as soon as I have a chance to take a look at that filing. Mm-hmm. It's an important filing. I know they've talked to us about that it's coming. So, yes, I'll be happy to talk to you about that as soon as I take a look at it.
Okay.
All right?
Well, I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That closes the meeting of the commission at this time.